we have never seen the video of the bomb being dropped, which says to me it wasn't dropped. Somebody discovered it on purpose to show the Secret Service. They not knowing probably that they wouldn't need it because of the insurrection at the Capitol. The guy who found the bomb is the infamous black hoodie guy with the backpack. Stephen Baker's reported as a Capitol Police plainclothes officer. We'll see. Why is this guy, if he's been interviewed, why have we not heard from him again? I want this story. Listen to Christopher Wray, how shady he is when asked about how the bomb was discovered. Listen to this.
Can you tell us how the second pipe bomb was found at the DNC?
Again, I'm not going to get into that here.
900 days ago is when this happened, and you said you had total confidence we'd apprehend the subject. We've found video that looks like somebody, a passerby, miraculously found this pipe bomb at the DNC and then notified the police. Miraculously, I say, because it was specifically the precise time to cause the maximum distraction from the events going on at the Capitol. Can you show this video that we have, please? I'd like to know if the director has seen this. This is somebody with a mask on, wearing a hat. They're walking in front of the DNC, which is out of the view on the right-hand side. You'll see him come into view. He goes to one police car. He goes to another police car. He's holding a backpack. He's got a mask on. He's talking to the police. And within a minute, they start scrambling. You'll see the camera turn to the pipe bomb, the location of the pipe bomb. By the way, that's, I believe, the Metro Police are now getting out of their car. And that's Vice President-elect's detail in the black SUV, I believe, parked about 30 feet from the pipe bomb, eating lunch. Okay, now we go over to the location of the pipe bomb. The cameras are scrambling. It appears to me that that's not a coincidence, that the person with the backpack who walked by that bench and then went up to the police and the detail didn't do that accidentally. They had a purpose in mind, and that what transpired after that was the result of information that person gave to them. If that person found the pipe bomb, would they be a suspect?
Well, again, I don't want to speculate about specific individuals. I will tell you that we have done thousands of interviews, reviewed something like 40,000 video files, of which this is one, assessed 500-something tips.
Have you interviewed that person? Devices.
We have conducted all logical investigative steps and interviewed all logical individuals at this
point.
Then
you need, it's 900 days. You need to tell us what you found, because we're finding stuff you haven't released into the public.
Notice how he doesn't answer the question, this shady FBI director. Notice how he doesn't answer the question. We've interviewed all logical individuals. The follow-up, I get there on the spot. Your guy did a great job. The next question should have been, well, would it be logical to interview him, right? Notice how Ray always answers like a lawyer, and he always hides behind the ongoing investigation thing, which is a total canard. There is no constitutional prohibition. The FBI is not even mentioned in the Constitution. To a subordinate entity within the government, the FBI, not answering to a constitutional enterprise like the United States Congress. Christopher Ray acts like he's in charge. Folks, they are hiding the biggest story. I'm going to throw something out. I am volunteering at some point. I don't know how. I will be the Secret Service director if President Trump wins. I would never, at some point, I would do that just to clear this up. Because you can't have a functioning Secret Service or FBI if they're sitting on maybe one of the biggest scandals of our time and no one's being honest.
That was a clip from the Dan Bongino Show. Please check out rumble.com/Bongino clips and subscribe for more. It's free.